Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In this episode, Quantity Surveyors, why go from working for a contractor to a consultancy?
Okay, so this is a subject I discuss a lot. As you'll be aware, I primarily work for consultancy businesses, and I regularly move contractors, QSs, to consultancy organisations. So I'm going to give you some advice. It's going to be, I guess, kind of four main headings to this podcast episode. What are the differences are between the two roles? Why contractors, QSs are of interest to consultancies, what are the barriers to making a move, and why make the move? So these are the things I'm going to discuss with you. I hope this is a really useful one for those currently working for a contractor and potentially considering a move to a consultancy. So I'll start, as I often do with these podcast episodes, with a caveat. Obviously, what I'm going to discuss now, I would say, is applicable to the majority of individuals working in either a contractor or a consultancy. Obviously, there are differences from one employer to the next. Not all are the same, not all are built the same, not all operate the same, and not all give the same opportunities to their people. But I would say this is the general terms I'm discussing here is applicable to the vast majority of the market. Okay, that said and done, let's dive in. So what are the differences? So the obvious first one is who you're representing the interests of. Obviously, if you're a contractor's QS, you are there to, I guess, fundamentally deliver the project, maximize profit on behalf of the contractor that you are employed by. If you are a consulting QS, you are there to both, I guess, deliver the project on value and on time on behalf of the end client, who is ultimately the one paying the money for the project, and to ensure and monitor the contractor to make sure that they are doing things accordingly, not pulling the wool over your eyes, I guess, in terms of any additional costs, etc., ramp up throughout the project. Obviously, what I would say is, look, the ideal scenario with a contractor's quantity surveyor and a consulting quantity surveyor is that they do work in harmony. They are both there for the best interests of the project, which is to deliver that project on time and to budget, allowing the contractor to also make some margin on the job. That would be the ideal scenario. Sadly, it's still often not the case, as much as we have been talking about partnering for now probably 3 decades. I think the reality is still, unfortunately, is not always the case, and there is still a degree of adversarial communication between both contractors and consultant QSs, both with perhaps going with a different agenda, let's say. So that aside, what are the main differences? So I guess let's talk about the day-to-day role. Obviously, a contractor's QS is probably more focused on a fewer projects, perhaps one project at a time, whereas a consultant QS generally focuses across more projects. They don't have to have The consultant doesn't have to have as much day-to-day involvement on a project as opposed to a contractor's QS. Now, again, as I'd said initially, caveats here, obviously different size projects. If somebody's working on a mega project, so then I'm sure they are as involved. A consultant QS is as involved as a contractor's QS on that. But generally speaking, in that scenario, you'll probably find if it is a large project, then there'll probably be a larger number of individuals working for the contractor than there are the consultancy as a general statement. Okay, so consultant QSs generally get involved sooner in the process. They're generally getting involved right up from the feasibility stage, the cost planning stage. There's a caveat there that with two-stage tendering, a lot more contractors QSs are now starting to get involved sooner, perhaps around REBA stage two, to support some of the kind of estimates, you know, design brief, etc., to come make sure they're in the right place for the right cost to be put through the two-stage tendering process. But I would say generally, you know, consultancy QS, as a rule, is involved earlier in the project, working closely with the client to draft up feasibility to make sure that the project is viable in the first instance before they even go to tender to a contractor. Okay, obviously, as I alluded to earlier, contractor's QS is their focus to making the contractor money, and also not only that, managing the risk both for the contractor and hopefully its whole supply chain. I guess a consultant QS is there to manage the risk profile and ensure that the contractor QS has established a risk profile and, you know, ultimately make sure that the end client gets the project they were after and there isn't a complete collapse in the project due to unforeseen risks. Could be an argument that the contractor's QS is a bit more narrow. Obviously, you're generally working on a monthly reporting cycle, getting all the information out there in order to be able to pay various subcontractors, etc. It could be argued, say, that the consultant QS role is probably broader in terms of what they have to do day-to-day, whereas a contractor's QS is very much, right, let's deliver, we need to deliver on a monthly basis. I'm sure some people are going to push back on that one. I think it's fair to say, I would say anyway, that consultant QS probably has a wider remit. Perhaps not as focused, and I guess that's, you know, pros and cons to that, to be fair. But I would say, yeah, contractor QS is, you know, very, very clear what they need to do day to day. I guess contractors, QSs like to spend more time on site. I appreciate some of this is changing, you know, post-COVID, but I would still say generally contractors, QSs have to be on site more regularly, have to be on site earlier at a certain time. Whereas I say consultant QS probably has to spend less time on site. Of course, there are pros and cons to this. I would say contractors QS does learn more about the technicality and the buildability of projects because they're actually seeing it physically day-to-day on site. Again, caveat there, that's not always the case. A lot of consultant QSs do spend a lot of time on site. But as a general rounded statement, I would say contractors QSs spend more time on site. As I say, pros and cons, I think they do sometimes learn more about the technicality of the build. Equally, more constrained from a, I guess, kind of work-life balance. So that's the first one in regards to differences. I'm sure there are much more than that. You know, obviously, again, caveat here, folks, I am not a QS myself. I've spent a long time employing them or finding jobs for them, but I'm not a QS myself. I'm sure there are a myriad of other differences, but that's in a nutshell. What I would say, generally speaking, folks, is that I think that line between what a contractor's QS and a consulting QS is blurring more. It's getting closer than what it ever used to be. So why would contractors, quantity surveyors be of interest to consultancies? I guess I've got two main points here. I guess the first one is that I would say a lot of end clients are looking for more of a commercial management service from their consultancies as opposed to a pure cost management service. They almost want some skin in the game. They want the consulting QS to drive commercial value for them as opposed to just reporting what the contractor is doing. So I do think because inherently contractors QSs are commercial managers, you know, I think that is becoming more attractive to consultancies these days. And as I alluded to earlier, I guess a contractor's QS just has more probably technical understanding, buildability knowledge, if that's the right phrase. They understand how things go together more, which can be important, particularly in certain complex sectors such as MEP. You know, MEP, I find a lot of very good consultant MEP QSs have often come from a contractor background initially. Not always, but that does tally quite a lot. But then any other kind of centres that are very complex, pharmaceutical, data centres, various parts of infrastructure, I do find that commercial contractors QS has just got a bit more understanding about how the actual project bolts together. So what are some of the barriers to entry for making a move to a consultancy from a contractor? Look, I think one is qualifications. As a general statement, I would say most consultancies expect people to be at least degree qualified, ideally MRICS or another equivalent professional qualification. I'm not going to open that can of worms. Equivalent ones. But suffice to say, certainly as a minimum degree qualified. I think if a contractor's QS is not degree qualified, that's often too much of a barrier sometimes. I think next one, sometimes experience can be very narrow from a contractor's QS side as opposed to a consultancy. So for example, more post-contract bias and not necessarily so much pre-contract feasibility, cost planning, estimating. And sometimes that can be a barrier. It can be seen that somebody's maybe too narrow in terms of their experience to make the move across. I think certain sectors, there's probably less transferable skills or maybe less transferable, you know, thinking of some that may be an issue with that. I think residential, I think actually to an extent commercial fit out, but certainly residential, education, retail. A lot of this, the reason for that is it comes on to my last point. A lot of those sets I've outlined there, or some of those sets that I've outlined there, are often lower fee environments for consultancies, whereas within a contracting world, a good contractor, QS, well, let's say whether it be in retail, for example, can still earn very well, which brings me on to the last point about the barrier is around salaries. So as a general statement, contractors QS is certainly, you know, a good senior QS who works for a contractor is likely to be on more money than a consultant QS. And that can often be a barrier to entry. I'll come on to salaries later on, though. You know, there is good news at the end of the rainbow for consultant QSs. But yeah, potentially it can be a barrier. And so sometimes if you're going to be willing to make that move to a consultancy, you may have to be realistic about taking, you know, a like-for-like move, possibly even a drop in salary to make that move across. Okay, so why make the move? I would say generally there is less travel involved working for a consultant and more flexibility, you know, more hybrid working, more maybe flexibility about what time you have to be in the office, etc. Again, not always the case, but I would say generally speaking, you know, historically contractors QS have got to be on site much earlier. The locations they may have to go work could involve quite a lot of commuting, whereas generally speaking, in most cases, consultant QS is fixed on the site or the office that they're employed in, and that's all they've got to get to. And there is more hybrid working. Okay, so I think there's generally with a consultancy more investment in qualifications and professional development. So that would be as well as degree, hopefully getting somebody to become MRICS or other relevant qualifications, depending exactly on what their sector they are in. Most likely is MRICS, but other qualifications apply, such as the member of the Chartered Institute of Civil Engineering Surveyors, if you're certainly in the kind of infrastructure market. I guess there's more, I would argue, more focus in terms of general professional development. I think, generally speaking, contractors and QS are expected to do a job on delivering a project. There's maybe perhaps less investment. I'm sure I'm going to get some abuse for this one, but I think there's perhaps less professional development in that regard within a contractor. I think within a consultancy, they are more geared up to encourage people to continue to learn and develop and generate new skills. I would say, coming back to my earlier point on salary, I would say there is better long-term progression and earning potential within a consultancy. I think it gets very pointy at the top of contracting organisations. I think there are a heck of a lot of individuals at kind of senior QS and managing surveyor level, maybe less at that kind of, you know, commercial director level and above. It's just the structure of the way contractors are built, then they're not the same as a consultancy. There is more opportunity for further progression within a consultancy. And as I alluded to earlier, I think certainly contractors, QSs at a certain level can earn more money than a consulting QS. But because there is more opportunity for development and growth within a consultancy, I would say the earning potential long-term within a consultancy outstrips most contractors in terms of earning potential. So if this is important to you, you obviously get to work more closely with the client. You can hopefully kind of help influence and shape the, you know, the kind of capital project that they are delivering. But on from there, the kind of general capital strategy that a client may have, if you're going to continue to work with them on ongoing projects, you just get to see, yeah, the fruits of the labor more, I guess, in terms of supporting that client in that further development, getting involved with them strategically to support them with further continued growth in their capital project capability than I think you do with a contractor. Okay, I do believe consultancies are more invested in the future in terms of around innovation, around digital. You know, I'll often speak to a lot of contractors, QSs, who I still think are doing the same type of job they did 3 or 4 years ago with no additional tools to help them. Whereas I think a lot of consultancy QSs, certainly the right consultancies, they do have a lot more tools available to them. They are more focused around innovating in the industry, etc. Again, caveat, that's not all contractors by any means, but I would say as a general statement, this is true. And then lastly, look, if you have ambition to move internationally, then I think as a general statement, consulting QSs can move a bit more freely than contractors QSs. I mean, look, I think generally speaking, quantity surveyors are in massive demand globally. So I do think you've got options in both cases. But what you often find is that contractors are more regionally focused. That is to say, they are more one country based, whereas a number of the large consultancies certainly are very much global consultancies with operations in each continent. And you can move between those offices fairly freely if the business in question has a solid global mobility policy. Okay, folks, so that's it in a nutshell. So I've been through what the differences are, why contractors QSs are of interest to consultancies, barriers to making the move, and why make the move. If you're a contractors QS, you've listened to this and you think, you know what, that does sound of interest to me, actually. I see the value potentially in doing that. I had been thinking about it, but I didn't think it was possible. It absolutely is, folks. I spend a lot of time moving individuals from contractors to consultancies. If that does get your attention, that you are interested in maybe exploring that as an option, please do reach out to me on, you know, LinkedIn. If you already have my contact details, do go via that route. And there will be ways to get hold of me. You know, search Pegasus Search. You'll find our website. There are various ways to find me, all of which you can lead to me, and I will speak to myself directly, or if more appropriate, I will distribute to one of my other really good team members. Okay, I hope that's been a useful one. Take care, folks. Cheers. Bye.